Good afternoon. This show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. Last night I was with some friends watching Phil Grabsky's film called In Search of Beethoven, which is a wonderful documentary, by the way. I do recommend it very highly. And among the performers who were involved, both playing and in conversation, was the pianist Emmanuel Axe. Talking, obviously, about Beethoven, playing some excerpts, and he had some witty things to say about various things. And as it happens, Emmanuel Axe is going to be in our listening area for a recital tomorrow night. He'll be at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Emmanuel Axe once said, quote, "When I was six, I heard a recording of Rubinstein playing a Chopin concerto with the Philadelphia Orchestra. From that moment, I decided that was the greatest thing you could do in life." Unquote. And I presume by that he meant playing the piano with the likes of the Philadelphia Orchestra and in general as a professional was the greatest thing he could do. He's been doing it ever since, and he'll be playing music by Beethoven and Schubert on Thursday night's recital. I'll be talking for a bit with Emmanuel Axe coming up on the show shortly. We just heard music by Joseph Haydn from his Piano Sonata No. 34 in D Major, the opening movement, a performance by pianist Emmanuel Axe, who is coming to the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana tomorrow night at 7:30 for a solo concert that will include music by Beethoven and Schubert. It's my privilege to welcome Mr. Axe to Live and Local. Thanks very much for joining us.
Happy to be there.
And I remember, I guess, my first encounter with you was quite some years ago when I was working as a intern for the Ravinia Festival and writing writing program biographies for the book. And that was, I guess, relatively early in your career. Well, relatively, I guess, relative to now. And and I'm just curious, since I mentioned Beethoven, Schubert on this particular program, how do you go about deciding what music to play where?
I don't know that it depends on geography so much. It's really just a matter of trying to play all the pieces you'd like to, and that's never going to happen because the piano... The amount of music for piano, the amount of great music for piano is just too much for any one person, even for an Andras Schiff or a Garrick Olsen or a Yefim Bronfman to learn. So we're all picking and choosing to some degree.
Why do you mention those particular guys?
Well, just because they play so much music. they really do play an encyclopedic amount, you could almost say.
More than the average touring pianist?
I would have thought maybe a little more than the average tourist piano, but also I know them quite well, so I'm more aware of what they do, perhaps.
What are how have your own preparations changed over the years? Have you continued to learn similar amounts of new music?
I'm trying to learn some new music whenever I can. The older I get, the more time it takes to learn anything. So I'm afraid I'm slowing down.
And by new music, I meant music that is new to you. But also, I understand in recent years, you've included more newer music. I mean, music that was written more recently than
yes.
Perhaps you used to.
Yes, which is also nice. It's nice to do music of composers that are alive.
How have you come around to that after not necessarily starting that way?
I think most of us come around to that. I think these days, actually, it's a healthier atmosphere. And I think young people are learning contemporary music contemporary to them much sooner than we did. we had teachers that were completely convinced that the canon is what you need to do, and I think now it's just a much more liberal attitude toward what to learn, what to play, and much more searching in a way.
So is what young people are doing inspiring what you and other pianists of later generations, or earlier generations rather, are doing now, do you think? Is it sort of reverse influence?
Well, I think there's some of that, yes. I think certainly I'm very inspired by what the young people I see are doing. I have a couple of students and have had for a number of years, and when they come to me, I'm always learning. I'm always learning from them, and I'm excited by their curiosity. And I learn a lot of things that I didn't know. They're much more well-read in terms of music than I am, and I'm very impressed.
Much more well-read in what way?
Well, just that they know more music and more composers. They have a wider range of their eyesight is bigger, let's say. Their horizon is wider.
Does that suggest in part that one of the things you need to do as a teacher is get them to focus and focus more?
Oh, no, they focus very well. I didn't mean that in any negative way. I really think it's a positive in every way.
No, I was just thinking, not necessarily implying a negative, but as a teacher, and I guess I didn't know how much teaching you did, whether younger students who may get themselves spread out, whether one of your goals in teaching is to get them to perfect things more than they might.
To be honest with you, they're usually pretty perfect by the time they get here. So I don't have much to do, you know.
Yeah. So what's left? What's
not too much. All you really do. At my experience has been at Juilliard that what I try to do is talk about possibilities. You might try things different ways than they've tried them. You know, that comes maybe from some experience or maybe a different point of view that I have. I certainly don't insist on anything, and I just try to maybe open their eyes to a couple of possibilities they may not yet have thought of.
I wanted to play for listeners something that seems to be unique in your recorded output. I don't know how much it figures in your performance output, and that's music of Astor Piazzolla. I was actually surprised to see this in the catalog. It wasn't a recording we had at the station. And you performed here with Astor Piazzolla's own regular pianist, Pablo Ziegler. This is from 1996.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
Tell me about that experience and what inspired you to make this particular recording.
Well, he's a fabulous artist. He had two piano transcriptions of tangos by Piazzolla that he wanted to record. And I guess he came to Sony, and the Sony people simply asked me, you know, would you be interested? And I immediately said I would love to do this. And every time Pablo came to New York for about a year, he would get together with me and would teach me a little bit, and we would rehearse. And finally we sat down and made the record, which was a great thrill for me.
What was the, I mean, since we're reversing the teacher-student role here, what was it you had to learn as a, you know, primarily a classical person from somebody who has delved into an awful lot of different kinds of pianistic experiences?
Well, I guess a lot to learn about rhythm, a lot to learn about what's exciting and what isn't in the view of tango people. It was the kind of music that I simply had not done. So it was great to have a chance to do it.
Did you have to learn how to dance the tango?
No, I'm glad to say I'm still totally ignorant of that. I just watch people do it. That's fabulous.
Well, here's one of Astor Piazzolla's most famous pieces. It's called Libertango, with my guest Emmanuel Ax and pianist Pablo Ziegler. This is from 1996 here on Live and Local. Music by Astor Piazzolla, performed by pianists Pablo Ziegler and Emmanuel Ax. Pablo Ziegler was Astor Piazzolla's regular pianist in his famous quintet. And, of course, Emmanuel Ax, the very well-known classical pianist, that recording from 1996. And he will be at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts playing music by Beethoven and Schubert. Two Beethoven sonatas, Opus 2, No. 2, and Opus 13, known as the Pathetique, also the Schubert B-flat sonata, Deutsch 960, for those of you who keep track of all those numbers and would like to know exactly what he's playing. I regret to say that Mr. Ax had to pull up short on our interview and got called to a rehearsal. And I presume that was at Juilliard, although I'm not positive where it was I was talking to him. So the interview, alas, is done. So I was not able to finish that up with him. And sorry about that for him and you and me, of course. I was enjoying the conversation. Our program on Live and Local is made possible with support from the Homestead Corporation of Champaign-Urbana, providing affordable housing for low-income individuals and families in Champaign County. Homestead Corporation is a member of Community Shares of Illinois, a choice for payroll donations at work, on the web at cs-il.org. Among the things I had intended to talk with Mr. Ax about was his couple at least of recordings, that he made using a piano that was from approximately Chopin's time. He recorded both orchestral and solo pieces by Chopin, and he had made these on a London Erard piano from 1851, which can safely be said to be of Chopin's time. That's just 2 years after Chopin's death, and since Chopin was not even 40 when he died, that's very much the sort of instrument that he might have played. And as it says in the recording here, quote, the instrument does much to capture the subdued, even ghostly resonance of Chopin's wistful voice, as you'll hear in this performance by Emmanuel Ax of the Grand Waltz in A minor, Opus 34, number 2, Emmanuel Ax playing on this 1851 London Erard piano here on Live and Local. Pianist Emmanuel Ax, from a recording made in 1998 at Trinity Church Square, Henrywood Hall, on Trinity Church Square in London, 1998. He was playing on a London Erard piano, that's spelled E-R-A-R-D, which was of Chopin's time. And, of course, he was playing Chopin's music, his Grand Waltz, Opus 34, number 2, in A minor. Emmanuel Ax will be at the Krannert Center in Urbana tomorrow evening, and if you were hearing the interview with him earlier, unfortunately that got cut short because he got called away to a rehearsal, I'm sorry to say. And I had been very curious to know what it was like to play on that particular instrument and how different it feels and so on. Another of the things I was hoping to have asked him was about his many collaborations, in particular his very long established work with the cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and about his most recent recording from 2010 with Yo-Yo Ma and also with Itzhak Perlman. The three had never before performed, or at least recorded as a trio, as I understand, before they made this recording of Felix Mendelssohn's trio. So I thought we would close out the Emmanuel Ax segment with a movement from the first of the two trios. This is the Scherzo, the third movement from the Piano Trio No. 1. Itzhak Perlman violin, Yo-Yo Ma cello, and Emmanuel Ax on the piano here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Music by Felix Mendelssohn, the third movement, the Scherzo movement, from his Piano Trio No. 1 in D minor. Itzhak Perlman, the violinist, Yo-Yo Ma, the cellist, and Emmanuel Ax, the pianist. And Emmanuel Ax again performing a solo recital tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. I'm Kevin Kelly. And for the rest of the show, we will do what we occasionally we'll do on the show now that we're at our 4 o'clock time, which is to share some recordings by local performers of many kinds. And as is the case for the rest of today, they'll all be performers who are involved in concerts or gigs, as the case may be, this coming weekend, including Saturday night at Millikan University in Decatur. Make sure I'm pulling up the right information here. Yes, what they call their School of Music Collage Concert, which features multiple ensembles at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center on the Millikan campus in Decatur, Saturday night at 7:30. And among the ensembles is the celebrated Millikan University Choir. As it happens, we just recently got the most recent recording of theirs. I had not heard this choir, or really heard of the choir, until, a couple or 3 years ago. I remember Charmian Bully, who directs the Central Illinois Children's Chorus, telling me she thought this was one of the best choirs in the country, as in her experience anyway, going to annual conventions of the American Choral Directors Association, where they frequently are among the featured performers. I got a chance to hear them myself, along with all of the choirs at Millikan in one of their annual Vespers concerts that happens every December, and was really simply blown away by the quality of all the singing by all the choirs, but especially by the top choir, simply called the Millikan University Choir, who are under the direction of Brad Holmes, who is responsible for the overall for the whole choral program. So I thought I'd share with you a couple of pieces from this recording from 2012, came out earlier this year, obviously. The disc is called How Sweet the Sound, and we are going to hear first some music by John Rutter, Cantate Domino. The English translation will show up in the course of the tune. And then some music by the Latvian composer Juris Karlsons, called, I'm not sure I'm going to say it right, Rotaja or Rotala, which is a ring dance. And I will tell you the translation of that after they have actually sung it. It's the Millikan University Choir under the direction of Brad Holmes here on Live and Local. Some of the virtuosity of the Millikan University Choir under the direction of Brad Holmes from their very recent CD called How Sweet the Sound. It was recorded, by the way, obviously a wonderfully resonant acoustic at St. Patrick Parish in Pena. And we heard two pieces from that. The opening music called Cantate Domino by John Rutter, English composer, and then something called Rotala, not sure I'm saying the L part correctly or even the accent in the right spot. It's Latvian, means it's a ring dance, and the translation, I guess the first word, somewhat perhaps a nonsense word, but vidu, to the middle, one came, the other went, one lets go, another waves, freely, freely the days spin and swirl. That was the text, music by Joris Karlsons, again the Millikan University Choir. They are going to be participating in the Millikan School of Music Collage Concert Saturday night at 7:30 at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center on the Millikan campus in Decatur. You're listening to Live and Local. We have support today from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. Among the other groups performing this weekend, on Saturday night at the Iron Post in Urbana, the Champaign-Urbana-based group that specializes in Brazilian music called Desafinado will be there 6 o'clock Saturday night. And from their CD called Conhecimento, from 2006 when this was recorded, at Pogo Studio in Champaign, we're going to hear the 11th track from there, A Francesa, I believe is how that's pronounced. This is a tune by Antonio Cicero and Claudio Zoli. And the members of the group, at the time they made this recording, there have been some changes since, some departures and perhaps some additions. I'm sort of forgetting who's in there currently. Simone da Silva, the vocalist, Chad Dunn on percussion, Greg Jael on guitar. I know he's left the group. Connie Johnson on vibes and piano. She has moved away as well. Tim Johnson, guitar, vocals. Geraldo Rosales, who is on percussion, is very much around. And also Tom Painter on flute. And I think we hear him on melodica on this particular tune. It's Desafinado on Live and Local.
Meu amor, se você for embora, não sabe lá o que será. Passeando pelo mundo afora, na cidade que não tem mais fim. Ora dando fora, ora bola, uma irresponsável pobre de mim. Se eu te peço pra ficar ou não, meu amor, eu lhe juro que não quero deixá-lo na mão e nem sozinho no escuro. Mas os momentos felizes não estão escondidos nem no passado e nem no futuro. Meu amor, não vai haver tristeza, nada além de um fim de tarde a mais. Mas depois das luzes todas acesas, paraísos artificiais. E se você saísse a francesa, eu viajaria muito, mas muito mais. Se eu te peço pra ficar ou não, meu amor, eu lhe juro que não quero deixá-lo na mão e nem sozinho no escuro. Mas os momentos felizes não estão escondidos nem no passado e nem no futuro. peço pra ficar ou não. Meu amor, eu lhe juro, que não quero deixá-lo na mão e nem sozinho no escuro. Mas os momentos felizes não estão escondidos nem no passado e nem no futuro.
That's the local band Desafinado, local to Champaign-Urbana, specializing in Brazilian music, of which that was a good example. It was called A Francesa. And the vocalist, Simone da Silva, with Chad Dunn on percussion, Greg Gile guitar. Connie Johnson playing vibes on that track. Tim Johnson on guitar as well. Geraldo Rosales congas and Tom Painter playing the melodica. They're going to be at the Iron Post in Urbana Saturday night for a show at 6 o'clock. You're listening to Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. On tomorrow's program, we'll be hearing about and having some scenes from the upcoming Parkland College production. And also, I'll be talking with pianist Manuel Axe was today. Awadajan Pratt, raised in Normal, Illinois, and also went to the University of Illinois. He is now on faculty at the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music, and of course a traveling international pianist. He will be giving a recital Saturday night to benefit the Pratt Foundation. So more on that concert on tomorrow's Live and Local. Among the other performers in our listening area this weekend, specifically Friday, is a group called the Micah Walk Band. Friday night, they're going to be at Donnie's Homespun Pizza in Springfield for a show starting at 9 o'clock. We recently got a CD of theirs. It's called State of Affairs. Micah Walk, guitarist and singer, John Cardone playing lead guitar, Dan Hartman bass, Darren Holthouse on drums, and Patrick Lyons, I think is not on this particular track. He may be, so they say tracks 4 and 6, but there's only 5 tracks on this CD. That's kind of interesting. We're going to be hearing a tune called Take Me Home. It's the Micah Walk Band on Live and Local.
I want to go back to my home where my family raised me on love and love alone. And everyone knows who broke my heart, and they're eager to fix it and give me a new start. Take me home. Take me home, where there's a meal on the table, love in my soul. And my sister sings from an old hymnal page. She set in the table, say grace. And there's a sun on the horizon, there's a breeze in the air, and I don't have much else, but I just don't care. Take me home. Take me home, where there's a meal on the table and love in my. After all of this time, it still takes over my mind. But I want. folks get the wrong idea, 'cause I'm doing just fine. So there's no need to worry, but I must confess that here in the city, life is a mess. And the first chance I get, I'm gonna gas up my car and head down the highway to where the cornfields are. Take me home, take me home, where there's a meal on the table and love in my soul. Take me home, take me home, where there's a meal on the table and love in my soul.
It's called Take Me Home by the Micah Walk Band, a local group that is going to be performing at the Donnie's Homespun Pizza in Springfield Friday night at 9 o'clock. Micah Walk, guitar and vocals, John Cardone lead guitar, Dan Hartman on bass, Darren Holthouse playing the drums. Here on, you know, I thought I did hear a pedal steel guitar on there, so even though it says tracks 4 and 6, I'm going to assume perhaps that meant tracks 3 and 5. Take Me Home, here from their CD called The Micah Walk Band, State of Affairs. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9, and here are some other events you can see and hear live in our listening area over the next few days. Pianist Ian Hobson will present the first of his 16 concert series of Johannes Brahms' instrumental music with piano, featuring also the Jupiter String Quartet and pianist Rochelle Sennett. It's at the Krannert Center in Urbana tonight at 7:30. The Chip Stevens Quartet play jazz at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock. The Traditional Irish Music Session is in downtown Champaign at Dublin O'Neill's in Champaign. That's tonight, 8:30. The Gunny Sack Review of Bluegrass and Gospel Music is at the Yoder Center in Arthur tonight at 7. The Illinois Modern Ensemble, formerly known as the New Music Ensemble, is at the Krannert Center in Urbana tomorrow night at 7:30. The Heartland Theater Company in Normal presents These Shining Lives Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee. The Jim Markham Swing Band is at Clinton Square in Clinton tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. The University of Illinois Jazz Band is at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Vocalist Lauren Turk is at the Krannert Center for their Uncorked program tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. The David Mayfield Parade is at the Castle Theater in Bloomington tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The Eastern Illinois University Jazz Groups give a concert at the Downa Fine Arts Center in Charleston tomorrow night at 7:30. An Illinois State University guest artist recital features clarinetist Kelly Niyama at the ISU Center for the Performing Arts in Normal tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It's the Millikan Concertino performing at Central Christian Church in Decatur Friday evening at 6 o'clock. The Illinois Modern Ensemble and the UI Wind Symphony perform at the Krannert Center Friday night at 7:30. The Center for World Music at the University of Illinois and Spik Makay, which I forget the complete what that complete acronym stands for, but it's essentially the Society for the Presentation of Indian Classical Music on the University of Illinois campus, present a Drupad concert, which is a particular kind of vocal music, as I understand it. That's going to be at the Krannert Center Friday night at 7:30. I'm not sure that's the correct location, actually. I'm pretty sure it's not. I will try to get better information on that for tomorrow's show. And Rodman, Waite, Palmer, and Hoax play folk music at the Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood Friday evening at 5:30. There are other events going on. We'll catch up with those on tomorrow's radio show. I'll be back tomorrow with another program from 4 to 5. Coming up at 5 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR and classical music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Our forecast calls for a partly cloudy sky tonight, the low 48. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 72. We're currently at 70 degrees. One of the events I did not mention strategically, but will mention now, on Friday night at 10 o'clock at the Cowboy Monkey in downtown Champaign, a group that used to be around Champaign-Urbana isn't any longer, but is having a reunion show as one called the Funky Butt Drum Club. And from what I am told, is a now rare CD out of print, and this is a rare copy. It's their CD called Get a Load of This. This tune is called Nowhere I Can Lean, the Funky Butt Drum Club on Live and Local.